SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Hello, and welcome points, or 0.3%, to 9,232.6. The big newsmaker was Westpac, ending down nearly 6% after flagging a 20% drop in third quarter mortgage applications. The CEO blaming the year's three interest rate hikes plus federal budget tax changes, though the former, he said, had played a bigger role. Westpac's major big bank rivals shed between 1.7 and 2.4%.
Westpac's Q3 update coming through. There wasn't any great gremlins when it came to statutory net profit or the margin side of the equation, but it was really the update that it provided on the housing market, particularly mortgage demand, that really has spooked the market. So it fell quite sharply, and it's dragged those other big lenders down as well. Of course, all eyes now after today's update is what happens with CBA on Wednesday. Biggest bank, I suspect that if you see similar trends from Westpac, it'll be probably very, very similar as well when it comes to the Commonwealth Bank. What we're seeing is not only the fact that I know there's big changes coming through, particularly at the investor level on the tax considerations in the budget, but also you're coming off the back of three rate increases from the RBA earlier this year. And the issue, this is only for an update to the end of June. So we've had another month and a bit since then. And the data in that period has shown that auction clearance rates are falling. You're seeing that price declines are generally accelerating across the country. And you put that into the mix, how's that going to go and impact demand for mortgages? I suspect that it's going to get probably a little bit worse before it gets better in the near term.
And the share price reaction from the other banks today, 2% or more, does that surprise you, the magnitude of the response? What's happening there?
Not particularly. If you look at the actual broader performance of the ASX 200 banks index since the start of July, we've had a nearly 14% increase over that period of time. So to see any modest pullback on this update is a little bit unusual. But I must say that when you look at some of the price action going into this week, it's very, very important week when it comes to bank earnings. There were signs emerging that we're seeing sellers starting to go and regain control. So the concerning thing for those who are bank investors right now is that the same signals, the opposite, was being seen back before the start of this rally. So it tells me that after a very strong performance, maybe the other best days of this share price rally are behind us and risk are now starting to skew to the downside. Now, Westpac went pretty aggressively into the investor space, so maybe it can't be completely translated across to what we'll see from the CBA. But if we get disappointment from that particular stock, then there's every chance that the broader banking index will go and reprice. And so where does it go to from there with no rate cuts? Look, it could go and probably retrace 10% and correct. That's not out of the realms of possibility.
What would you say generally about the Australian share market today, given Wall Street and the US worse than expected job report on Friday?
Good news was great news for the US share market, of course. A lot of those indices rebounding quite strongly, led by the tech sector. But here locally, the banks are clearly in focus at the moment with earnings as well as the RBA that comes out tomorrow. So I don't think that the share prices, broadly across the ASX, are going to get much respite from the RBA. It's going to be incredibly unlikely that the bank will go and lift interest rates at this meeting, but it's very likely they'll probably go and deliver what's called a hawkish hold. So they'll still flag that upside risk for the cash rate exists given the inflationary backdrop. So when you put that into the mix, multiple expansion is going to be very difficult in an environment where you have expectations for interest rates in Australia, at least on hold, if not a touch higher moving forward this year.
So you're not in the camp of the next move is down?
I suspect in time that it will be the next move. So I've been calling it for quite a few months now that I thought that the RBA was done. The one thing that we need to go and focus on from here, though, is what is the incoming data going to go and represent? So when you look at the updated forecast that we'll get from the bank tomorrow, when you think back to 3 months ago, they overestimated how strong the inflationary pulse would be. They underestimated how much unemployment would go and tick higher. So on those grounds, it fits with the idea that they're done and just on hold for the time being. But then we saw that household spending data that came out last week, and it was pretty strong. And we've seen discretionary spending really holding up. And that is something that's going to concern them because they see that demand in the economy. They see the inflationary backdrop. And that is one of those areas that keeps them on guard for a potential reacceleration in inflationary pressures. So I think it's done, but the markets at this point in time still see it as a coin toss by the end of this year as to whether we'll get another hike or not.
Returning to the company reporting week, what are you most interested in as we go forward through the week?
The CBA update that comes through will be really important. You're talking about a major constituent across the broader index. And not only that, but it'll give you a really good read as the macro level conditions across the economy, what's going on with spending, what's going on with mortgage stress. We hear a lot about cost of living pressures. Will there be anything evident there? To me, when it comes to an index level in particular, the CBA update is going to be the one to go and watch this week.
What about commodity prices? What are they doing at the moment?
Commodities are an interesting basket at the moment. So we've seen there's been a bit of suppression on broader commodity prices, with the exception being crude oil, but even it's come off the boil a little bit. Even forgiving, we've seen a bit of a bounce back today. But commodity prices, iron ore was under a lot of pressure up until last week, but it's managed to go and bounce from a technical support level. But it's still quite depressed relative to what we saw earlier this year. But one thing that's interesting at the moment is that the US dollar is starting to soften up a little bit. You mentioned what came out with that jobs report in the US on Friday. That was very disappointing. The US dollar's weakening. We're seeing that Fed rate hike expectations are also starting to diminish. And that's providing something of a release valve on some of these commodity markets. Most spectacularly last week, we saw a big breakout in gold on the back of some pretty positive information as well on central bank buying. So in that space, it's not surprising to see the gold sector is doing pretty well on the local market today.
So given all you've said, where do you see value for investors at the moment?
Very good question. At this point in time, if you ask me, we could go and alleviate all the geopolitical concerns out there about the Middle East and energy supply. I'll be feeling very confident about investing back into emerging markets, particularly those in Asia, outside of the tech space, the more cyclical areas. But until we get some resolution in that particular area of, in terms of what's going to happen with the Strait of Hormuz, Bab el-Mandeb Strait, we don't know that. So until then, there's some pretty decent value found in cash, I've got to say. Cash is still paying a pretty decent return, even after inflation. And so it gives you time to go and sit back and evaluate where those risks are. But right now, a lot of other parts of the investment universe are looking quite fully valued, in my opinion.
That was David Scutt, Senior Market Analyst at StoneX, wrapping up the podcast for today, Monday, August the 10th. Give it a like, a review and subscribe if you enjoyed it. And don't forget you can watch On the Money during the 6:30 weekday edition of SBS World News at SBS. Thanks for your company. I'm Raina Sarumpayat. Catch you next time.